This is the Don and Mike Show.
Porsche Fox is rocking your box on the People Station. V103.
Atlanta Falcon, number 7, quarterback Mike Vick. Mike, I thought I'd reach out to you today because, you know, folks want to hear from you. A lot of things have been said.
Right.
Some true, some not true. We don't know what's what. Mm-hmm. We just know that you're going through a lot right now. You told me earlier that prayers are definitely getting you through it all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's right. That's right. I'm sad.
Hey, we're rocking now.
I can do the boogaloo. I can do my thing. And that's why I sing. Give me
station of rock.
Give me that. Give me.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, not yet.
Give me that thing.
Oh, did you get a chance to look at Dumbass across the street?
Didn't get a chance to check him out. I was checking the internet during the break.
He's standing out there.
Yes, he's out there so far behaving well.
Yeah, he's standing at attention. I saw a bunch of people walking by him and standing as if he was some sort of carnival oddity.
Right. Yes, and... You know, we want the spies to be out there. We want the reports. We want to let us know exactly what he's up to.
But first, we're talking about Matt the Pollock, of course. First, let's welcome. No one wants to mess with this guy. Joe Stevenson from UFC. This guy was your champion on the reality UFC. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, what's the matter, Joe? How come you couldn't beat Josh Neer?
No, I'm kidding,
of course. I'm joking with you. That's okay. It happened.
Are you guys located?
Exactly.
Let me, first, hi, can we, now this is very awkward for us because unlike wrestlers who we've had on the show plenty of times.
These are the real deal. These guys are real.
Right. You guys just kick ass all the time. So may we refer to you as Joe, or would you like us to call you Mr. Joe or
Mr. Stevenson or Sir?
Mr. S.
He'd call me Daddy.
Daddy.
That's pretty much, most of my friends have referred to me that way.
Daddy.
Who's your daddy?
I don't talk to myself in the third person, I'm fine, though.
That's great. We hate that when that happens.
This is the thing about these UFC guys. Now, to hear Joe on the phone, you would think he's one of the many douchebags that calls us up.
Right.
And you would not know from his telephone voice.
No, you would not know what it's all about. He's one of the toughest guys in UFC right now.
Joe, what is...
Not all of us can have, like, a phone sex operator's voice, buddy.
No problem.
I still get carded.
Do you really still? Because you do have kind of a baby face, although, you know, it looks like you've gotten in a few scrapes. It kind of looks. Yeah, you really do get carded when you go out?
Yeah, unless people know me.
Right.
Which that happens, too. And then you think you're going schizophrenic.
And how old are you?
Did he just say my name?
How old are you, Joe?
I'm 25 now.
25, okay.
Joe, what's the worst thing that a guy has done to you since you've been in UFC?
Shake my hand in the bathroom, like, before he washed his hand.
That's bad.
That was pretty bad. Or when you get the spit in the face.
Oh, my
by
God.
By accident, you know, like, hey! And you're like, oh.
You know, this Ultimate Fighting, more than anything else, is so much, it doesn't look like it, but it really is so much technique when you get into the ring. You really have to... I mean, you have to have kind of a game plan, and that game plan's got to change from moment to moment depending on what the guy's up to, whether he's trying to do stuff, take you down, or whether he's trying to punch you out or what. I mean, it has to change rapidly, doesn't it?
Someone does their homework. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, anything you do, whereas people think boxing is just people flailing their fists at each other. You got footwork, cardio, conditioning, muscle stamina, everything put into that. It's kind of like wrestling where you learn how to cut the angles, get in position so you can be powerful, and then jiu-jitsu where you learn how to snap a bone with your whole body. You know, it's kind of everything together, and you have to be in great shape, and you have to be able to think on your feet. Otherwise, you're going to be out on your feet.
All right, let's say that you were in the ring with me. I'm in...
Well, how big of a fella are you?
I'm in awful physical shape. I'm about 5'11", weigh about 210.
All muscle.
No, please. My God. I'm soft as a marshmallow. How long would it take you to kick my ass, and what would you do? What would be the fastest
way?
Yeah,
how would you do it? What would be the quickest way to dispatch somebody?
It probably depend on how you stood. Like, if you were standing up like a boxer.
Well, what if I just started in the fetal position?
Oh, well, then you go right to the soccer kicks. I was born in Torrance, so just right to the soccer kicks.
I'm looking at your record here. and I see a lot of submission. There isn't necessarily any easiest way to win a match, but do you find in these matches that submission is what does it most of the time?
Well, you'll find out, honestly, if you hit someone in the skull with an elbow and a fist several times, they tend to give you a submission.
And that's tapping out, right?
Yeah, they'll give you something.
Do you think? All right, now here's the square deal on this. I gave you my real stats. I'm borderline obese. I'm fat. The government would say I'm obese because I weigh over 200 pounds. Okay,
right.
But I'm thick, and I got a big neck,
and you're kind of low to the ground. You have a low center of gravity.
I believe that I could stand there and withstand. I could maybe stand you running into me for like perhaps 2 seconds of resistance if I dared. And I've never hit anybody in my life, Joe. If I dared to try to throw a punch, how would you counter? Could you knock
it? It would depend what punch you threw. Like, if you threw a cross, it'd sit to the outside and probably try to hit you in the liver. If you threw, like, a jab, I'd probably change levels and shoot. Everything is circumstantial.
Could you break my nose if you wanted to?
If you walked into it, or if you came into me and I set you with the right hand, probably. Well, anyone can break the nose, man. It doesn't take much skill to break something on someone.
Have you had your nose broken, Joe?
No, but you probably just jinxed me.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want. You know,
I've had my orbital broke and spit blood for a month.
I saw the repeat on 60 Minutes where they were talking about mixed martial arts, and they were profiling that guy Gracie, and he was in a match and they broke his arm and he didn't tap out. How is that humanly possible? I don't understand how a human being could endure that type of thing. And he said he actually enjoyed the experience. Those are the kind of guys you're up against.
That's all pain compliance. You know, some people have a higher pain threshold than other people. Some people, you know, sprain their ankle and are begging for Darvocet and Vicodin. And some people are just anti-inflammatories.
Wow. Hey. It's incredible. How often do you train? How long do you train every day?
I train when I'm training for a fight and trying to peak about 6 to 5 hours a day.
If you were a dog, would you be with Michael Vick?
You know, honestly, I if I was a pit bull, I would probably try to shy away from people trying to fight me to death.
Yeah. Right.
Honestly, but it's in their nature. They're animals, you know.
Joe, I want to ask you about that now, not to get all serious on your ass for a second, but it seems that with the popularity of mixed martial arts, UFC, we've gone from fake wrestling to watching guys like barroom fighting. Now we like guys, like you said, you get an elbow to the face, you see a guy go down, you get blood. When are we going to get, I speak for a bloodthirsty nation, when will we get our first death match? Will it be in my lifetime?
That happens a lot.
Keep in mind, the government says I'm obese. I may have just like minutes to live.
Three people a year die in boxing-related incidents, you know, so. Honestly,
dude, seriously, could you ever see a time when it might evolve to that?
To the death? Oh, hell no. Man, you couldn't pay me to. I just do this because I'm good at it, and my kids are going to go to college because of it. Wow.
And it's getting more popular every single day. The UFC. The thing that I was noticing about it is you've got more likelihood of surviving in an ultimate fighting competition than you would necessarily in a boxing match, right?
Oh, definitely. It's just because of repeated blows to the head, you know.
Right. Could you just run away from a guy?
There's more variables. I mean, if you want to look at someone run away from a guy, watch Mayweather. you've got more variables to win, more reasons to lose. You can get knocked out, submitted, choked out, referee stoppage. You know, in boxing, you get knocked out and you get a standing eight count, boom. And get a count to 10 to get back up and get hit in the head again. Whereas if you get a flash knockout in our sport, the guy jumps on you, hits you 15 times, and the ref pulls you off, and that's it. You know, you're not going to have too much brain damage.
Rate these professions as far as being athletes to me, please. Professional poker player, NASCAR driver, and UFC. Rate them. Which are the biggest?
Definitely, we're going to put UFC on the top of the threshold there because you need the composure of a poker player. You need the stamina and the mental concentration of a NASCAR driver. Then I would go with probably NASCAR due to the fact that it gets really, really hot in there. I had to stop myself.
All right.
It gets really hot in those cars, man. And the stamina they need to be able to hold that wheel, you can just imagine. You know, they've been working on that their whole life.
Are you guys more athletes than a pro golfer is?
In our own respect, yes. But you know, can we play golf like a pro golfer? Probably not.
Right.
You know, could we? It would be easier for an MMA fighter that is.
But
that
you,
is
could,
legit
you could
cross over and do something else than for another athlete.
You could beat Phil Mickelson. You could beat Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and Sergio Garcia all at once, right? You could whoop all of their asses at once.
Wait, do they have their golf clubs?
That's it. Yeah.
You know, they said this too about.
We have to look at it that way.
They said about you, UFC guys. You're smart guys too. What do you? The average life expectancy. It's not long, right? You guys don't stay in the game all that long when you're doing this. It's a young sport as well. But how long do you see yourself? You know, you're a 25-year-old guy.
Say that, dude. Randy's like 43, man. That guy's the juice.
Could you see yourself doing it that long? I mean, making a 20-year career out of it.
No, man. I want to be good looking later and on in life, man. The more, honestly, you don't get hurt in the ring. You get hurt outside the ring practicing. You know, you're sparring a million times before you ever like even get out there, man.
Tell us about the ears. What's the deal with the ears? You notice a lot of wrestlers and a lot of guys in UFC. You have that ear thing where the ears. What happens to the ears that causes them to? Yeah, I guess it's called cauliflower
ear.
What is the deal with that? Well, I've always been fascinated by that.
Well, what I want you to do right now is hit your partner in the arm, and then it'll swell up if you hit him well enough and hard enough.
Right.
And what's going to happen is that scar tissue is going to deteriorate because it's just, you know, coagulated blood.
Right.
Well, in your ear, you have cartilage. Just like that can happen to the nose a little bit. The nose gets real thick. You have cartilage in the ear, and when it coagulates and swells up, It doesn't dissipate.
I have no muscle tone in my arms at all.
That's the first time that's been explained to me.
I can barely lift my hand to press the button. I'm so weak. I'm totally so weak. Joe, let me ask you another serious question. Are you on the roids?
We get P-tested. I don't know why people even use it. We get P-tested like every fight. First of all, any main event and championship fight is P-tested.
All right.
So you got to be a moron not to know that. And then you have random pee tests. You know, I mean, we get the hammer dropped on us harder than any other sport.
I didn't know that. And who is the guy right now that you're looking to climb the ranks as far as to, is there any particular rival that you have so we can look for, you know, a future fight?
Well, on the coming up on the 25th, August.
Oh, the pay-per-view, right.
Yeah, I'm fighting Kurt Pellegrino. The guy's a really good wrestler, good at jiu-jitsu. And those are my strong points, and he seems to think that he's better at those points than me, which that's okay, so I'm going to hit him in the head.
It says here on your, I'm looking at your record, you have one technical knockout. How did that happen against, is it Eves Edwards?
Yeah, that was one of the bloodier fights I ever had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chadish.
He had, you know, they'll let a fight keep going if a man's bleeding and it's not affecting his performance.
Right.
But I think the reason they stopped that one is after a whole round of it, they say after you lose, like, you know, a certain amount, it has started to affect your cardio and muscle stamina, and he had lost a significant amount of blood during that fight, so they had to stop it. If it's not in your eye, blinding your vision, like causing someone able to like just tee off on you on one side, they'll let it keep going.
You ever had?
If it's not like an artery.
Have you ever had a concussion?
I think so. You know, I'm gonna have to say I have had several concussions, probably one or two.
And are you surprised at all by how much more popular the sport is now than say even a year ago?
No, I think it's going to grow, and it's not really going to hit the roof unless some people make some stupid choices and decisions.
I agree with you. I mean, as a boxing fan, I really say this to people all the time. I'd much rather watch Ultimate Fighting than a boxing match, just simply because it's quicker.
Unless Gotti's starting. No, you know who's pretty bad button boxing right now is that guy from, what is it, Manchester? He's from Manchester, Ricky Hatton.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see him in the UFC gym. They have a private gym. I got to see him warming up for his fight. That guy, he's making it exciting. There's a couple guys I'll pay to watch the box.
You know? Don't you ever wonder that one day you're going to get in the ring and there's going to be, like, some guy that's, like, 6'8 and a bouncer and one of those big guys that's, like, 400 pounds with nothing but muscle, and he looks at you and it's like, I could squash you with my hand.
Yeah, how do you deal with the fear? I mean, is there fear? I mean, how do you psych yourself up?
You got a big-ass giant guy coming after you.
every day you have to wake up and you got to realize someone's getting paid thousands of dollars to try to put a whooping on you and knock you out or choke you out. So that can get to you. But if you come prepared for it, if you go, all right, son of a gun, if you're going to try to do this to me, I'm going to make sure I do it to you first. You know, so when I'm running, I have time to think about it. When I'm hitting the mitts, I'm thinking about it.
I have those thoughts as well when I'm eating.
You always do it.
That's another reason that I'm pretty ill-tempered at 55 is because I have to diet and control my body. You have to make sure, you know, you're putting the right stuff in your machine. Your body's a fine machine, and you got to make sure you're putting the oil.
You ever hit a guy so hard that he went to the bathroom in his pants?
No, but I've seen it happen. I've choked someone out, and they pooped themselves.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
That. Wow. And if somebody was, wanted to get into this racket, somebody was a kid that was training for it, what's the single most important thing you would tell them as far as getting prepared to eventually do this kind of thing?
Definitely want to start with wrestling as your background or base.
Right.
Because that gives you the ability to take the fight to the ground or keep it on your feet.
Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, you don't. Well, I'm sorry. It's your show, I guess.
Wow. All right. Well, then goodbye. Joe Stevenson, everybody. Wow. He's from the UFC. The UFC 73, yeah. August 25, on pay-per-view. Good luck. Kick some ass.
Yeah,
please.
You're a great guy, Joe. We'll root for you. I look forward to watching you fight.
Thank you, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And you guys will definitely enjoy this fight.
Thanks a lot.
Protect me, please, Joe. I'm soft.
He is.
I'm soft and I'm pliable.
Could you be our friend, Joe? So, like, if we go hang out sometime.
Joe,
are you there?
Oh, he's gone.
It's too late.
He's gone, Mike.
I didn't get a chance to get the answer if he'd be our friend. I'm just looking. I'm just staring at a picture of this guy.
Yeah.
That is one bad hombre right there. My God.
You and I look like two big throw pillows.
He's talking about the blood in a UFC. The one match I watched, I will never forget it. The guy had him down on the ground, and he gave him the elbow to the forehead. And it wasn't like, you saw anything cut, but it was just the sheer friction of it.
Yeah.
Just opened the guy's forehead up. And he said, this is over. You know, this is done. And the guy, they continued for another two rounds where the guy was just, I'm bleeding, but I'm fighting.
That's great.
Have you ever seen the one where the guy got his nose broken and actually continued with the fight as he was popping it back in?
I've not seen as many of those as you have or as I would have liked to have.
It's, you know what? It's the truth is, though, there are less serious head problems and head injuries in UFC.
I watch it on Spike. Is that the
Bodog fight? Yeah, where they do it down in Costa Rica.
That's the one I've seen once in a while.
That's where I saw the guy get his. It's so. Can you imagine you and me in a situation like that?
No.
You're standing up, and in the first 30 seconds, your nose gets broken, and you see the guy, and he's still dancing.
Yeah.
And as he's dancing and trying to fight, he's going, he's adjusting it, and you see it moving.
No.
And I said, man, it's great to be an American.
No, I'm soft. I'm like a big down-stuffed pillow.
I've seen you get tough.
Oh, yeah, with my voice.
No, you don't like. You don't shy away from confrontation.
You know, I got the call, when was it? On Monday, I guess, from the doctor. I had to go in and have blood work and everything else
right.
done. And I'm feeling good about myself that good. I'm at a weight that I'm happy with. And that's one of the things the doctor said to me. Said, well, I see your weight is up to 211, 212. I said, yes. He said, well, technically you're obese.
Thanks, Doc. I hate that word.
Thanks, ass.
I hate that word.
You know, I said, you used to tell me that if I got down to this weight, I'd be okay. He said, well, standards have changed.
Yeah, I know.
Standards have changed. I said, well, too bad. Too bad. I can't lose anymore.
Right.
I can't gain any muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm committed now to remaining soft.
Well, you know, I think I've actually liked to, for fun, I have an actual heavy bag at my house that I like to hit occasionally.
Right.
And I've pursued it so much that I'm going to do one of those celebrity fights. I'm tentatively scheduled to fight Perez Hilton. I hope it comes together.
I'd probably lose a fight against him.
We probably both would. You know, I probably didn't pick the right example. We should have done Andy Dick. Let's work our way down the line.
He's scrappy.
Who could we take? Celebrities we could take.
Andy Dick. Here's
Andy
the thing.
Dick. Andy Dick is in shape.
He would.
He's drug addled, but he's in
cheat,
shape.
Though. He'd be a cheat.
He'd cheat.
Oh, yeah.
He'd kick your nuts.
He'd bite.
We had to reschedule the Tammy Faye fight.
There. Now we're talking. Leave it to Head to come up with the answer.
That's the definitive one right
Pat,
there.
I'm pretty sure it'd be a split decision.
That's right. Because she'd use those nails.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She'd pray against you.
You know, they said the Ultimate Fighting guys are all like that, though. They're all these, you know, they're not, it's not like you're interviewing either, even a wrestler. Like a professional wrestler or a boxer, they seem to have they have their act together.
Big jarhead, so everybody watch UFC 73 pay-per-view August 25th. Got a break. I see that Joe's got somebody who is out there with Dumb.
Very good.
So we'll check in on Matt in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.